Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
And about, yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
I was thinking about holiness in general, and some thoughts came to me yesterday, and then in the readings this morning, and I read the alternative readings, which are the memorial of Saint Bonaventure, who's a bishop and a doctor of the church. And I receive my daily readings in an email from the usccb.org. So I'm one of those people who don't carry a Bible around with me. As a matter of fact, I have a Bible on my phone, and I also have the daily readings in an email. So I'm very kind of technical. I just can't carry books and books and books. If I do want to read something, it's usually an ebook and it's downloaded to my phone on my Kindle, or it's an Audible book. So that's me. I'm one of those techie people. I know there are lots of folks who need the paper Bible in their hands and they need to read books like that. I'm going to tell you, this is Ephesians 3, verse 14 through 19. This is what hit me this morning and what I meditated on. Brothers and sisters, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that he may grant you in accord with the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with the power through his Spirit in the inner self, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the holy ones what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Wow. Let's think about that. I mean, this is such a beautiful prayer for us, right? For you, my brothers and sisters, I want you to know the fullness of God, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, so that we're strengthened with the power through his Spirit in our inner selves. And this kind of supplemented what I was thinking about yesterday. So I was listening to Catholic radio, and it really boils down holiness to dying to ourselves. I remember in the early part of my journey, I didn't understand what that meant, dying to yourself. And that really means dying to our own desires, our own will to do things that we want to do instead of what God wants us to do. And I didn't think about this in terms of commandments and sins. I thought about this in terms of mortification. And if I think about all of the saints, and I'm not one that's going to be like Saint Francis wearing a hair shirt underneath my clothes. Oh, I don't know about you, but I have shoulder length hair. And if one hair gets like tucked into my shirt, I am digging around to get it out as quickly as possible. Can you imagine how insane that must be to wear a hair shirt all day long? And there's others that these saints, and again, this is probably why they're saints, and I don't believe that I am called or I'm telling you to like hurt yourself, but whip yourself and harm yourself. This is not about self-mutilation. We've got people out there that cut themselves and all of that, and that's for a different reason. I think they do that for the euphoria and the pain that comes from that. It's like a different thing. This is not that. But those many saints used to harm themselves and hurt themselves, whip themselves, throw themselves up against the wall, smack their head against the ground. And I thought, okay, lately I haven't really been focusing on that bodily mortification that I was so into back in Lent. And I don't know about you, but if you look at Lent and you actually focus and commit yourself to that sacrifice that you've prayed about with God, you become much deeper in your inner life. You become more filled with the Spirit of God, just like I read in the Ephesians, right? That he was praying for us to be filled with the Spirit of God. Let me read this again because it's better than me trying to be strengthened with the power through his Spirit in the inner life, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. It's all about Christ coming into our hearts. And so this morning, that's the sentence that I meditated on. Christ, I want you to dwell in my heart so that you're always there, that I'm always strengthened by your Spirit, so that I can stop doing things that are pleasurable to me and being lazy and not fasting. And it doesn't have to be a big thing. I mean, I think we should fast. Mary calls us to fast. If you're a Medj person, it's Wednesdays and Fridays. I think the church says Tuesdays and Fridays. I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that, but we're supposed to fast. At the very least, if we don't fast from a food perspective on Friday, we're supposed to do another kind of penance. Maybe pray the Stations of the Cross or do something else on a Friday. Every Friday. This is not Lent that I'm talking about here. But there's a reason why we have more strength in Lent, more connection with God. We think about God more. God is dwelling within us more because we're mortifying ourselves in some way by not just giving in to the whim of our desires. And it's hard to do that in the summer. I look at the church in the summer and I don't get it. I really don't. I'm calling out to all parish people that work in parishes, or even to the lay folks, the parishioners, to ask your parishes to put more events on in the summer. I know there's a lot of vacations, okay, but it doesn't mean that you take a vacation from your inner life with God. Yeah, it's a different time of the year. People are, you know, their schedules are kind of all messed up. If they have kids, they're not going to school. And if maybe you're a homeschooler, you've given your kids maybe some time off in the summer, but it's not a time to lax in our prayer life. As a matter of fact, maybe we should be picking up that extra book while we're on the beach, or while we can take that walk, for those of you who live in places like I do in the Midwest, where we can't walk outside all the time, strap in that headphone And off you go, listening to the Bible in your ears or learning more about how to deepen your relationship with God. And I think I've fallen into that this summer. With everything that's going on, all of this stuff in the news, that's also pulled me a little bit away from God, because I'm pulled. I really do. I feel like, oh, I really want to find out what's going on here, and I want to look into that. And I'm a truth seeker, right? I'm constantly checking if this is true or not, and how much of the lies are being perpetuated. And I get into this, let's call it a rabbit hole, right? All of a sudden I get sucked in and I keep going and going and going and digging and digging and digging. And then all of a sudden I see that 3 hours have gone by. I haven't thought about God, and I'm doing what I enjoy doing instead of living with God in the present, remembering that I'm supposed to call on Him and thank Him and trust Him that, hey, no matter what goes on in the world, God is going to take care of me and my family. Like, pull myself away from the madness, pull myself out of social media, pull myself out of the world, and just go into my heart where that is God dwelling in my heart. So I prayed this morning, Christ, please dwell in my heart and help me all day, every day to go inward where you are, to call on you in my heart so that I can be strengthened with your spirit, so that I can take these tiny little mortifications every day, incorporate fasting 2 times a week. When was the last time you fasted? And again, I'm just calling myself out here. It's been a long time. And it's not easy, which is why, again, if we call on God, who is dwelling in our heart and who strengthens us with His Spirit, we can do it. Dying to ourselves is what holiness is. Maybe it's not fasting. Maybe it's doing something you don't want to do. We've talked about this so many times, but I myself continue to forget to offer it up. We can offer up our sacrifices, as silly as they may seem. I don't want to go to the grocery store, Lord, but I have to take care of my family and provide them with food and soap and things. So I'm going to offer this to you as a sacrifice, aligning it to you on the cross. Lord, I don't want to make dinner. You guys always hear me say dinner. I don't mind cooking, but I don't like weeknight cooking for some weird reason. And so, yeah, here we go. Here I've got to make dinner. I don't want to make dinner. And then afterwards, I don't want to do the dishes, but I'm going to, because you've called me to be a wife and a mother, which, by the way, my stepson has moved out. Frankie the Beagle is gone. They left on Monday, so it's been 2 days with nothing living in this house when I'm home except for me. Like, I don't even have a plant. Everything in my house is silk or plastic. I kill plants. I'm horrible with them. So at least I only have one other person to take care of. And so I keep asking the Lord to help me be more loving so that my relationship with my husband can be more intimate, and our marriage, being true empty nesters, can flourish and grow in ways that I would never expect, or that possibly couldn't have happened with other people in the house or the dog or something to take our attention away from one another. So let's think about dying to ourselves in some way. I'm going to throw out working out. I've said this many times. I go through my little 1, 2, 5 days worth and then I stop. And then I'll pick it up a week, week and a half later, and then I'll stop. And so my husband and I are taking off to go to Nebraska for a wedding tomorrow. We're going to be there all weekend long. And then the following week, he's taking off vacation. So we're going to spend some time, you know, boating and things like that. And so I'm like, oh, I'll work out after, after vacation, after this wedding is over. And I think, why am I waiting? What's the harm of doing it now? So I'm really questioning my dying to myself, including fasting and little tiny mortifications. And those are necessary. I know this, I just haven't done it. We should be doing some sort of bodily mortification 3 times a day. I used to tell people I would kneel on my hands when I would pray. I don't do that anymore. I would say, oh my gosh, I want to have cookies for lunch, but instead I'll have an apple. Yeah, I'm just having the cookies. You know, I mean, it's this kind of small little sacrifices that we have to remember to offer them up, because we sacrifice every day. We just forget. We forget to make them meritorious. And the more we remember to offer them up, the more we remember how many sacrifices we do have a day, and the more souls we can save. And we can offer them up for a petition of our own, or we can offer them up for the saving of our family, to bring them back to the church. You know, we can ask for certain things, or we can just say, you know what, I'm offering this up to you. You do with it what you will. Okay, let's focus today, every day too, but just today, on 3 things. And let's ask the Lord to dwell in our hearts so that we are strengthened by His Spirit. Maybe the 3 turn into 5 and the 5 turn into 10. And all of a sudden the next day you're like, you know what? I'm going to fast all day for my love of you, God, not for punishing me, but for showing that I can deny myself, my selfish desires. It's not that hard, especially when we can take that suffering, offer it up to God on the cross, Jesus Christ, and save a soul, right? For our family, for our own petitions, for someone who's sick, right? For someone's soul, the repose of their soul. Alrighty, everyone. I'm going to do this, and I will let you know tomorrow how it went. Holiness is dying to ourselves. Lord, please dwell in my heart and strengthen me with your Spirit. Alrighty, off to Mass. I will pray for all of you. I love you all so much. Have a blessed and holy day.
These are unprecedented times for our world, our nation, and our faith. Cities are being burned. The debate rages over our national identity, and a global pandemic has shut down our parishes and deprived the faithful of the sacraments. Times like these can challenge our faith and our hope. Now more than ever, Catholics need to utilize technological advances to strengthen their faith. Endorsed by faithful bishops and cardinals, Breadbox Media is answering this need by providing on-demand podcasting that is faithful to the magisterial teachings of the Catholic Church. Our podcasts let you nurture your faith at any location, at your convenience, and at no cost. We are able to provide this free service because of the generosity of our donors. Would you consider giving a donation today to support this vital ministry? Not only is your donation tax deductible, but you will be helping to transform hearts, minds, and our culture for Christ. Donations can be made by going to breadboxmedia.com. Thank you, and may God bless you.